Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 3:18 a.m. Okay, I got up quite a while ago. I'm starting to paint again today. Pia the talking dog is left on her little doggy couch out in the living room. Probably around 4:30 or 5 o'clock, she'll make a little bark to tell me, hey, I want to come in here with you in the studio slash garage. And let's go for a walk in the dark. No, we're not doing that, dog. Anyway, so I'm getting ready to paint. Looking over the painting. Yesterday, I painted a little bit. Changed an idea about something. The circle, sphere, hole, whatever, on the painting. The top part of it, I was going to go ahead and make it, I have the meteor coming down to crush something on Earth, and as opposed to the volcano coming up to spew its lava on the bottom. Anyway, the top of the circle, I'm going to try to make it look like the top of our Earth from the view of space, since I got the sun up there and the meteorite coming down and a missile coming in from the upper atmosphere on the left-hand side. So let's see if I can get that accomplished. I'm not going to do that today. I started that yesterday. I sanded it down and I went ahead and painted it a little darker than what it was. Looks like I'm going to sand it down. Once it dries, I'm going to have to sand it down a little bit more and paint it again, and then let it dry. Then I could start working on it, just like I did with to the right of that. Ooh, there's a ridge there. I don't like ridges where the lines meet together, but I got one right there, so I might have to sand that down a little too when I go back to work on this one. That's the one I stripped off really right, almost down to the wood. That section there on the upper right hand side, which is now the sun, sky, space sky, and the gray-green ocean in front of the tidal wave. The tidal wave is in front of that, excuse me. So, anyway, I can still feel it's not tacky, but it's definitely not dry like the tidal wave is. You can tell by feeling it. Anyway, oops, let me get this tight here. Anyway, so let me get the paint in here. Otherwise, I'm going to waste a lot of time talking. 7:01 a.m. Okay, it's getting light out there, and the dog is really antsy. So it took a little too long to get ready. So I'm off. Be back in an hour or so, or maybe 2 hours. Okay, 9 o'clock a.m. Boy, that's been a couple hours, huh? So I'm back out here in the studio slash garage ready to start painting. I guess I'll have at it. Okay. 12:38. So let me sit down and talk a while here. I don't have my glasses on, dang it. Hold on. There we go. Move the light. Somewhere. There we go. Turn off the other light so I can see the dang painting. There we go. I think I'm ready to sit down now. Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'm making more changes. I had on my little sphere circle on the inside, I had green and then red. The green on the left side, red on the right side, along the border. I decided to eliminate the red. I put yellow on top of that. So that's kind of orangey, yellowy kind of a color. I think that should work pretty good, actually. Yeah, the red was, I put the red in there. I say, well, let me leave it there for a while. And it turned out I didn't like it. I think I like the yellow better. It might be green also, but when I ended up with all this, so we'll see. Or bring out more yellow in the green on the opposite side. Could do that. Maybe I'll go ahead and try that right now. I got plenty. Well, I don't know. See, 12:38. We got to go grocery shopping. I still got to take a shower, so I guess I'm stopping for the day. We'll hit it tomorrow again. Okay. I redefined some things. On the lower right-hand corner, I painted a little mole digging under the ground. I guess because, I've talked about my project out back. I had my garden. Originally, I had my garden on the east side of my property, down by the little creek that's down there. It's a dry creek most of the year, but when it rains, it really just comes down like crazy. The water comes down there like crazy. But anyway, so I had the, along with the chickens down at that end, I had my garden on this side of the chicken area, and but my neighbor on that side just loves to grow trees that he didn't plant, just like my neighbor on the other side. So I'm surrounded by all these people that love to grow trees when I need the sunshine to shine on my garden. Anyway, so over the past decade here, the trees close to the on the east side, close to the fence, were growing and growing and growing, and I was getting less and less and less of my out of my vegetable garden. Tomatoes need a lot more sun than that, and peppers didn't do that good either, and all the other stuff really needed a lot more sunlight. So I decided to turn the middle of my yard more towards the west side into a garden. And so I went ahead and I plateaued it off. I made two levels. I made a walkway around it with decomposed granite. I also, well, before that, I had a raised bed garden on the, if looking north to my backyard, on the north, on the left far part of the garden is a raised bed area. And I left that there. I've got to readjust that too because of certain things. But anyway, so I had nice pathways. I made my garden and stuff, and sure enough, sometime around June, a mole ended up coming into my garden and decided to put up residence because it was just perfect for him. He probably found all sorts of worms, and the ground was soft to dig his tunnels through and everything. And so I've been living with that. A friend of mine told me about these mole repellers. You put them in the ground and they make a sound that repels the moles. And yeah, it did repel the mole, but what the mole ended up doing was leaving far enough to where it felt safe, I guess, into my neighbor's yard. And but he kept on coming back and burrowing through my garden and my yard too. So anyway, so the mole was really a nuisance, and that's why I guess I painted a mole, because they're just destructive little animals. I did get a trap for it. I haven't been successful because there's, yeah. I turned off the repellers because, let's see if I can get the mole back in and trap him that way. Oh yeah, I just realized I gotta do something else here. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, let's see. What do we got going here in the world? We're getting closer to World War III. We've got a bunch of naval ships in the Eastern Mediterranean and the western part of the Red Sea and all that sort of stuff. And so we got the Iranians
proxies shooting at our bases in Iraq and Syria. So also we have Chinese aircraft carrier, apparently aircraft carrier group coming to join the fun. It can all spiral out of control, and all this stuff here that I'm working on and living and doing won't amount to a hill of beans if we got World War II, or III, that is, coming up. Because things will change real fast. We have a bunch of the, apparently a lot of students were told that Hamas is an oppressed group and Israel is the oppressor. But I don't know. All this time that I've been watching this thing for these decades, it always seemed that Israel would just like to leave them alone, you know, just let them do their thing. But the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip just want to screw with them, you know, left and right. Anyway, the dog's barking. I guess he's hungry or something. He's got to go eat, or she's got to go potty. So let me go see what's going on. Anyway, I'll wrap it up here. So have a good one.